jump.
This means this bed. There's a bed on it.
Oh, that bed, right.
And the door is open. It's Thomas speaking. They lift the window up. You got the donkey inside as well. Look! This funny house. I've got to go now to sleep. Balloon comes.
That was the present from Jake Jimmy when you were one. That little house, isn't it nice?
Then they opened his window. Night night, mummy.
Night night. Yes, you see, when the moon's up, look, the owl's in the night sky. Can you see the stars behind the owl? And the moon's up. If you press that down. The cockerel's crowing, saying good morning, and the sun's shining. Look, moon to sun, morning to night.
Had a nice sleep last night.
Did I have a nice sleep last night? I had a lovely sleep last night. And we're going to go to bed fairly soon now, aren't we?
Yes, we are. So,
What are we going to do today? Well, we're not going to do anything today now, Thomas, because it's bedtime now, isn't it? This is the last thing we're doing today.
Right.
What did you just say to Mama and Grandad on the telephone? You were having a good chat to them, weren't you?
I'm just going about my post lorry.
You were going on about your post lorry? Why, what were you saying?
It said it didn't go to Sharon's house or Nana's house.
It isn't in Sharon's house or Nana's house.
It's going to be in there.
In Linda and Brian's house? Well, I think if you've taken it to Linda and Brian's house, you've always brought it home, haven't you? And if we've left it there, I'm sure Auntie Linda would have found it by now and run the road to come round with it, don't you?
Then it was sunshine. Right. And then it was pouring to rain. And the moon just popped up.
The moon popped up?
Yes.
Did you say something about rain?
Of course I did. Of course I did.
It's a nice farmhouse, that isn't it? When you press the flowers in the window box, you see the horse, don't you? What do you think the horse is saying?
Moo moo!
Moo moo? Horses don't say moo. Can't say moo.
Quack quack!
No. Look, here's somebody that says quack quack. That's the duck. Well, look, when you look at the duck, you can see the teddy bears. Oh, look at all these things. A bird, a teddy, a rabbit, a frog, a squirrel, a teddy, a different teddy are all, look, having a picnic and the flying kites and the butterflies. Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
So this boy just gone in his house.
I think you have to press that to open the door, that's right.
And he just gone upstairs and he just ring the bell.
Do you know what this is, Thomas?
Yes.
What is it?
Mirror.
A mirror, that's right. Can you see yourself?
Mirror.
You look very nice.
Yes.
Now we must try and find your post lorry, Thomas. I mean, you've been playing with it and it's disappeared, hasn't it?
It's playing hide and seek.
Is it playing hide and seek?
I don't know why. It's a beautiful flower.
Beautiful flowers in the window box on the floor. They are nice, aren't they? Are you in your toy box looking for your post lorry?
In my toy box?
Yes, is that why you found this toy? Because you've been in your toy box?
Yes.
Were you looking for the post lorry?
Yes.
But you didn't find it.
Mummy, ring a bell at me this time. It was a very long way.
What was the very long way?
This fire engine house.
The fire engine house? It's a farmhouse. There we are. Ring the bell.
Hello, said the fire engine. What can I do for you today?
Hello, what can I do for you today?
My fire cat is stuck in my big tree.
Your fire cat is stuck in a big tree?
Yes. come in and just look.
Right, okay, I'll come in. I'll walk through the front door, thank you. Oh, yes. Look at all these people I haven't picked, think.
That's my windowsill.
It's your windowsill, is it?
This is.
Look, there's a red Wellington boot.
Oh, yeah.
In the pond. Oh, somebody's fishing. Who's this? Somebody there. Fishing. He's fishing with a fishing rod. No, all they fished out is a red Wellington boot.
Yes.
It's from you, so it's, isn't it?
That's a funny fish, isn't it?
This is a funny fish.
Bye.
Red Wellington and chips and mushy peas.
Yes, that's yummy, isn't it? I think it's having chips and custard.
You think it's having chips and custard?
Yes.
Right. Watch those flowers. Well, you say coarser, will you? Moving the top now, be very careful.
Wanted to see a donkey. Yeah, what's under the cat?
What's under the pussycat sitting on the wall?
It was a horse.
Oh, a horse. Giddy up, Nathie. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. How's that? It's fine, is it?
You didn't see a moon.
No, I can see the sun and the cockle. It must be morning. I'm feeling sleepy though, shall we?
And
the owl and the moon. That's why it's bedtime. I think I'll go to bed. Night, night.
Good night.
Shh. Oh, it's morning. As the sun come up.
Then it was bedtime again.
Oh gosh, the days are very quick on this farm, aren't they?
And then it popped up to sunshine again.
Did it?
Yes, it did.
Quickly pops up to sunshine, doesn't it?
And you wanted to be, it was bedtime when you were sleepy, wasn't you?
Well, I am quite sleepy, Thomas, yes.
But the moon didn't pop up.
It
doesn't
pop up,
no. You sit on your chair, then he pops up.
Actually, the sun's come out now. It looks quite nice outside.
Look, look.
Oh. But I mean outside the patio window, the proper outside. But yes, I can see on your farmhouse, or your fire engine house, as you call it. Oh, you're sliding down. I've got a slippy skirt on today, haven't I?
Mummy, you were asleep.
Well,
and the big fireman just opened the door and just went to sleep on his big bed.
Did he? Actually, it does look rather like a fire station because the big red doors at the front, they look like a fire station's doors, don't they? Hmm. And the fire station usually has red doors with a lot of glass.
Well, it's just pretending.
Just pretending, you're just pretending it's a fire station.
Mummy, you just ring a bell.
How's that?
Fine.
That's fine, is it?
The door's open.
Oh, the door's open. Gosh, that's magic. That's like the Fireman Sam video. When Fireman Sam gets up in the morning, his alarm clock rings and he whizzes downstairs and his hat comes out of a cupboard, his helmet, doesn't it, and a cup of tea. And it's just like then, you ring the bell and the doors pop open, don't they? Wow!
Mummy, just climb inside.
Climb inside. Oh, steps a bit big. Oops, there you are, I'm in.
Mummy, have a drink or drink. Then put your fire helmet on.
I'm having a drink, am I?
Yes, then put your fire helmet on.
Right, my fire helmet on? My pistol on. How's that?
Doors open.
And I'm off, am I ready for the day now?
Yes, because there's somebody to catch. Two dogs and a cat.
What, trapped?
Yes, up in the big tree.
Oh gosh, two dogs and a cat. I didn't think dogs could climb up trees.
But somebody naughty just locked them on the big tree.
Oh yes, it is very naughty to do that, aren't they? How did they put them on the tree?
Just with a big ladder.
Well, that's naughty of them, isn't it? Don't do that to pussycats and dogs, do you?
No, I don't.
Well, I know you don't. What do they think? They really should. It's not nice at all, that is.
Look, and the moon popped up.
The moon popped up again?
Yes,
I wonder.
Just put those cats and the dog right off down off the tree and then quickly go to home.
Quickly go home. What are you going to do with the cats and the dog now we found them? Or the cats and the dogs?
Put them in a nice, stuffy, nice house.
Be careful, you're going to knock those flowers.
I don't want those flowers right there.
No, the flowers stay in there, Thomas. You just be careful playing around them, please.
Press the door.
Mm-hmm.
And the door just popped up.
Right, well, can the dogs and the pussycat go inside the fire station overnight and sleep there?
Yeah, because there's lots of beds in
there. Lots of beds in the fire station, that's lovely. Then they wouldn't be lost anymore, would they?
No.
Shall we do our story about the lost bear?
Yes, then they come in my fire station.
Okay, look, I've got the book here. Shall we read that?
Yeah.
It's called Sailor Bear, isn't it? Small Bear is a bear in a sailor suit who is lost and has no one to play with. He thinks, and he looks at his suit and he decides to go to sea. Right, shall we read the story?
No, he's not got any water now.
No. I think he's dragging his boat out to sea on that picture, isn't he? Right, shall we start the story? Small Bear was a bear in a sailor suit who was lost and had no one to play with. Now what shall I do? Wondered Small Bear. He thought, and he looked at his suit and he knew what to do. I'll be a sailor and sail on the sea, decided Small Bear. But he hadn't a boat. Now what shall I do? Wondered Small Bear. He thought, and he looked at the sea and he knew what to do. I'll go and get one, decided Small Bear. He went to the harbour, but the boats there were too big for a bear. Oh, now what shall I do? Wondered Small Bear. He thought, and he looked round the shore, and he knew what to do. Small bears need small boats, so I'll make one, decided Small Bear. He made a boat from some pieces of wood and half a barrel. He called it Bear's Boat, and he took it down to the sea. But the sea looked too big for his boat. Oh, now what shall I do? Wondered Small Bear.
Bother.
You just... Oh, bother, that's fantastic. It's a pity that wasn't on video. John was all bother. He did look concerned then. He thought, and he looked at a puddle and he knew what to do. Small boats need small sea, so I'll find one, decided Small Bear. He went to the park, where he found a small sea. And Small Bear sailed in Bear's boat by the light of the moon. Look, there's nobody about at all apart from the moon and the stars in the sky and those little geese. He's quite happy sailing in that boat, isn't he?
Yes.
The sea grew too rough. Bear's boat rocked, and it rolled, and it shattered, and sank. Oh dear, what's happened to his hat, Thomas?
It's blown in the sea.
Is it blown in the sea? Oh dear.
Oh, he won't get his hat back.
He won't get his hat back, will it? It looks like it's been washed away. Oh, Small Bear swam and swam till he reached the shore where he lay on a rock.
It's a big rock. No, he won't fall out.
It's a very big rock, isn't it? Look, he's lying on the rock, all shivering and cold.
No, he won't fall off.
No, because look, can you see? It's night time. The stars and the moon are out. It's dark. He looks really upset when he's in the water, but he swims and he manages to reach that huge rock, doesn't he? But doesn't he look sad?
He looks like a big dolphin.
Is he more like a big dolphin lying there? Yes. He's no hat and he's crying and the water's dripping off him.
You think he can cry and get his hat back?
Well, I don't know. I think he'd like his hat back. I don't know whether he'll get it back. Now what shall I do? wounded small bear.
Now he's lost.
He is lost, isn't he? He thought, and he thought, then he sighed at the moon, for he didn't know what to do. I'm sick of the sea, so I think I'll give up, decided small bear with a sniff. He curled up by the rock and went sadly to sleep, all alone. Look, that's a picture of night time. Oh, he's looking.
I've well got my moon up.
Yeah, you've got your moon up on the farmhouse, haven't you? That's right. Oh, but get ready to change it because the next page. Look, the sun's shining, it's bright. Little bear's still asleep by the rock, but who's coming down the hill?
Dog and a girl.
A dog and a girl. It's daytime. The very next morning, a little girl came and she found small bear. And she hugged him and took him home and set him to dry by the fire. Now what shall I do? Wondered small bear. He thought and he thought. Then he looked at the girl and he knew what to do. I'm found and I've someone to play with, so I'll stay where I am, decided small bear. And he cuddled up close to the girl. And he stayed, and he never went back to the sea.
He didn't go to my fire station.
Didn't he?
No.
All right, well, let's read the little bit at the back again. The very next morning, a little girl came, and she found Small Bear, and she hugged him, and took him home to the fire station with the big red doors, and the window box, and the cat, and the donkey. When sometimes there was an owl in the sky with the stars and the moon, and other times there was a cockerel crowing and the sun shining. And the doorbell would ring at the farmhouse, the fire station farmhouse, and the door would open and there would be a big welcome. And she sat the little bear by the fire to dry. Now what shall I do with this small bear? He thought, and he thought, and he looked at the girl, and he knew what to do. I'm found, and I've someone to play with, so I'll stay where I am, at the big red fire station farmhouse, with the big doors, and the bell,
and the bell. Will you ring the bell?
And the bell, and the bell, and oh, the big red doors that opened, and the mirror, and the window box with the pussycat on the wall, and the horse, and people in the park having a picnic, flying the kite, the ducks on the pond.
Just a minute, look at that rabbit, what's that?
The rabbit's on a swing, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Is he having a nice swing, do you think?
Mummy, yes. You lost on your own.
Am I lost on alone?
And then you ring the bell. No, that's not.
Oh, sorry, that's not the bell. It's silly mummy that's opening the door. Silly, silly mum.
Yeah. Oh. Then another mummy bear just popped out.
Did she?
Yes.
And what did the little mummy bear say?
Where have you been, little mummy bear?
Where have I been, little mummy bear? I've been lost and alone.
No, I've found you.
Have you? You found me. What are you going to do with me?
I brought you home.
Take me home.
This is a girl found you.
You're a girl finding me, are you?
And just press again.
You press the bell and then what are we going to do?
Go inside.
Go inside and then what will you do with me?
I'll put you in the front of the fire.
Put me in front of the fire?
Yes.
Do you know what I'd really like?
What?
I'd like a nice hot bath. And some nice clean pyjamas. And something to eat and a nice hot drink.
Oh, I can do all that.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, how lovely. Would you know when you're...
I give you ice cream as well.
Would you give me ice cream as well?
And some cherries.
And some cherries. Oh. Do you know when you're feeling very tired?
Look what I got in my garden. A big, some music out.
You've got some music out of the back at the garden.
Yes.
Out of the back, have you, in the garden?
Yes, of course.
Do you know what, Thomas? When you're not feeling very well, you're feeling tired. Mm. You know what we call your special green blanket. Can you imagine if you're a little lost bear and you'd been found and you had a nice hot bath, nice clean pyjamas, Imagine being, oh, you're looking all snuggly now. Can you imagine being wrapped that green blanket around your shoulders?
And then the boy only didn't talk to us and moon just and the boy said, quiet.
Did he?
And I'm going to bed.
Oh, right. Bye-bye, bed. Bye-bye, boy. Going to bed.
Bye.
Bye, right.
Right, said the horse.
The night horse.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, I'll see you tomorrow.
The boy just popped out. What are we going to do tomorrow?
What are we going to do tomorrow? What would you like to do tomorrow?
Just play around and jump on your knee and bounce on a settee.
You'd like to do what on my knee and bounce on a settee?
Yes.
What would you like to do on my knee?
Just hug and mess your hair.
Hubble me and mess my hair?
Yeah.
Well, you can do that now if you like, but you're not bouncing on the settee.
I
like
just bounce on you.
No, you're not. No, just because I say you're not bouncing on the settee doesn't mean you can bounce on me. No, you're going to bump your head.
Oh.
No, you're going to bump your head. Now, come and sit on my knee. Do you know what we need to do in a minute? Ooh. We could
what?
Do with that box of cornflakes and the box of Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
We could do with putting them in the containers that Mummy's washed.
Oh.
Do you like to help do that?
Yes.
And then I wondered whether you wanted to look at the cooking scales.
Oh yes.
Because we've not played with those for a long time, have we?
No, let's go cooking scales.
Well, we'll get the cooking scales in a minute, but let's just go and get the cereal boxes and then that's the job.
Right. Right.
That's the carrier bag with the cereal then, if you'd like to.
I get them out.
That's right, you get them out and pop them in the table.
Oh,
yeah.
This is a
Rice Krispie man, are you?
There are two boxes.
Oh, yes.
Hello?
One's Rice Krispies and one's cornflakes. Which one have you got there, Thomas?
The cornflakes.
This is the cornflakes. Look at that. Oh, look, cockerel. And sunshine, that's funny, isn't it?
I can do it on my own.
Can you? You do it on your own, okay.
I just do this.
No, not with your teeth, Tommy.
Like this?
I was just thinking, at least our hands are clean, because we've washed some, but you don't think we'll burn it. Here we are. That's it. No. Is it on the floor? Not if it's been washed. Now we need to open this bag inside. Look. Ooh. And then let's. Should we put that on the floor? No, don't pull it out. Just pour it straight across. Because you can help. It might be easier to do it on the floor. Right. Carefully. We've got to all go in the container, haven't we? Look at that. Right. Just get these gloves for you. Have you got the box?
Yes. And then just want them.
One just fell over the side, did it?
Yes, I did.
Right.
Oh, just put them here tomorrow.
Okay. No. Would you like to put that back? Just the dust in here, please.
Right, okay.
There we are. Pop the lid on that. Watch you don't tread in those food crumbs. Right, cornflakes done now. What about Rice Krispies? Who's on the front here?
Boy and boy.
I think there are three boys. What are they called? Can you remember?
No.
And what sound do Rice Krispies make?
I'm on the down.
All right, just watch your feet because you've got those cornflakes. Right.
Oh, I'm one boy. You can just do. You can just sweep
on me. Okay, you're going to sweep up on this, are you?
Look. They're just so crispies, just right there. Not nice.
They're not nice. So there are some crumbs though. Would you like to just do these and then we'll put the Rice Krispies into the pot? Good boy. There's one piece there, look. Okay, right, we'll leave that for a minute. No, don't ride on this little break.
I won't ride.
Are you going to help with this?
Of course.
Right, listen then. When you put milk on Rice Krispies, what sound do they make?
Pop, pop, pop.
Pop, 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 snap, crack, boom, pop. So these little boys, that one in the blue shirt's called Snap. What do you think the one in the green shirt's called?
Lizzie?
Yeah. I think it's Crackle.
Crackle.
And the one in the red shirt is?
Dave.
What?
No, he's Sunshine.
He's Sunshine, is he?
Because he's got the Sunshine on his head.
Oh, yes. So we've got a Snap, Lizzie and Sunshine. Right. So they buy us Krispies, they buy us
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Ooh, it would take you all day to count the number of Rice Krispies in that box now, wouldn't it? That's it. You can pop it.
Just put them on the Sainsbury's
bag. Don't you pop it into the bin, please? Well, the Sainsbury's bag, we're going to do something else with that, aren't we?
What?
Well, I want to use that for something else. It was just the inside of the Rice Krispie packet that needed to go in the bin. Right, there we are, Thomas. That's all set now for breakfast time.
I'm afraid it's just gone in the dustbin.
Has it? You're afraid it's just gone in the dustbin?
Yeah.
Right, now we're going to pop in these.
Yes, plan on. Where are skaters?
Would you like to go and sit in?
Sometimes I call them wheel skaters.
Do you?
Yes.
Right, you want to sit in your chair?
No, thanks.
Well, I don't think you're going to reach from the floor, that's it. Ooh, gosh, you don't. You need weight and weight on. There we are now. Ever so careful with these.
What for?
Well, because we don't want to lose them. And what I'm going to do with the scale pan, I'm going to just pop a piece of kitchen paper in the bottom. Because if we start putting things in the pan, it's going to make an awful lot of noise, isn't it? So we'll do that. And let's find something. How about these shawls we brought back from Spain? Do you remember?
It was too late.
What was too late?
Because it was just going. I don't need it.
No, we need that because otherwise it's going to damage the scale pan. Because that really is for food. It's not for stones and shells, is it? Do you remember when Daddy bought you that digger in Spain?
Oh, look! Just a minute. I found some marbles.
Some marbles, right?
And just like, there's another one.
Another marble, right. That's right, the marbles can go in this side.
No, this side.
Well, you're putting them where the weights go, are you? Okay.
And
are you going to see how many stones and shells it takes in this place to be the same weight as the marbles at the other side? Can you reach it? Shall we move it closer to you? Whoops-a-daisy. Oh, yes.
That's very heavy.
It's very heavy, isn't it? Well, Daddy bought you a little tall digger in Spain, didn't he?
I'm going to get it.
Oh, yeah. And we went to the beach. And what did we pick?
You go and just look after these.
I will. Did we pick up a few shells and some very small stones to put in your digger, didn't we? And that's what we're playing with now. Be careful. That's it. Do you remember collecting them, Thomas?
I do.
We used to go down to the beach at night, didn't we? It was still hot. And where did the marbles come from?
From Julian.
From Julian. Julian from the Music Town group. Music lessons, yes. As we left on Friday.
Yep.
Well, I say on Friday, the last Friday we were there. We found those. In the car park, didn't you?
I'm just going to get my digger.
Okay.
Digger, where are you? Found it.
Oh, that was handy, wasn't it?
Yes. Digger, I'm going to shift you.
What did you say? I'm going to shift you?
Yes.
Right. Well, we mustn't knock those on the floor, because if that landed on your foot, Thomas, that big pound weight, it would break your foot, wouldn't it? Shall we put the very big ones over here?
Nee, that's not a big one.
Well, it is. It's 8 ounces, darling. It would still hurt you if it fell on your toe. I think it would all hurt you if they fell on your toe.
That's not.
4 ounces.
Just look. That's these.
All right, we'll take the...
This is not.
All right, would you please still don't drop it on your toe, will you?
Of course I
will. Have you seen all these different shells? Look how beautiful. Oh, we've got some of these. I just want to say, look how beautiful and smooth. This is what we picked some of these at Palinda and Brian. Do you remember?
Yeah.
We forgot to give them to them, didn't we?
Yeah.
Look, that's a beautifully shiny, smooth shell. But look at this one, it's all rigid and rough. Just feel that.
Lily. It's not too bad.
Oh, it's not too bad. It still feels beautiful, doesn't it? But they're all different. That one feels a bit rough.
Look, it's going up and down again.
But these are superb on the beach, weren't they? They were lovely things to look at today. I think the wheel might be making the wheels click a little bit. They make quite a lot of noise, don't they? I never noticed that before.
It's taking a stone to halt. Dig and Dug have lots of turnips.
Dig and Dug have lots of turnips.
Ready to go on a big tractor. Say, ready, ready. Duck.
Whispering and I can't tell what you
said. A truck just went a little down and in the ditch. Daddy say, would it work? Would it work in Dig and Dug?
You're talking about Dig and Dug, which is something on video, isn't it? It's a little bit like Bob the Builder. Dig and Dug
and then there was a hook on a tractor.
There is a hook on a tractor. I wonder what that's for. What do you think the trick is?
It's for parcels.
It's for parcels, is it? So, you're trying to tell me about a story in Dig and Dug. Oh, we mustn't throw it straight into the pan. We've got to put it on that piece of kitchen paper first.
No,
we can't because we're going to damage the pan. That pan is for food. It's not for throwing stones in. No, if you do that, it'll have to go away. It'll damage the pan. No, not. Let's put this nice piece of paper on.
I don't want the paper.
Thomas, stones must not go straight onto it. It will damage it. No. No, if you're not going to play nicely with it, it goes away. Come on. There we are.
That's where it goes.
There we are. What do you think is going to be lighter? This stone or this shell? Which is heavy?
7-1!
7-1? That's a 4-ounce weight. Are you going to put that on there? And we'll see if we've got enough stones and shells to weigh 4 ounces, shall we? No. Let's pop all the stones in this side and see if we've got 4 ounces of shells and stones, shall we? We probably should be saying this in metric now, Thomas. About 100 grams, isn't it?
With this money wand.
Yes, it's nice, isn't it?
This one.
Beautifully shaped, aren't they? Just feel the different textures. Some are shiny and smooth, others are rough. That one's rough, isn't it? The same with the stones, I mean.
Here's the money.
This is a beautiful shiny
stone. Not that one.
I don't want that stone in. But this is quite a rough piece of stone, isn't it? It's a rough pebble.
And this one.
Well, we did actually, when we were collecting some of these stones, we did say we'd give some to Grandma and some to Linda and Brian for the garden, but you're probably enjoying playing with them more than they would at the moment, so...
Off we go.
Off we go. And it's nice to remember how we'll be in Spain, isn't it, when we look at them?
There you go. Just collect them. And where to put it?
Where to put it? Well, should we put it in there?
And it was so big.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're not going to need many more stones now because we've got 4 ounces, aren't we?
I just take it away.
Do you remember which shop Daddy bought the digger from?
Yeah.
Which shop was it in Spain?
Daddy.
Well, every night after we had our evening meal, we went for a walk, didn't we? Sometimes it was just me and you, and other times we all went. And each night we went to the shop to buy a carton of milk for your bedtime drink, didn't we?
Yeah.
And what did the lady in the shop give you?
A big digger.
A big digger. Well, she didn't give you the big digger. Daddy bought the digger, but what did she give you? Something to eat.
What is it?
Can you not remember?
No.
The last year when we went to Spain, the lady in the shop had a little child with her, a little girl about the same age as you. And she used to have a little bicycle in the shop she used to ride round on. And she liked the Teletubbies, didn't she? They had lots of things in that shop, buckets and spades and things with Teletubbies on them. Winnie the Pooh, they liked Winnie the Pooh as well. But the lady had those lollipops, didn't she? So what did she used to give you?
A lollipop.
A lollipop. They were big, round, hard lollipops. And we used to get one. And it took us all the walk for you to eat it, didn't it? All the way there.
But I just crunched it, didn't I?
You did crunch it, yeah.
I don't know it tasted. I got that, but nothing in my scoop.
Right, well,
and shoot that big one, just right over there.
Do you remember, Thomas, the night when there was just you and I? We went to the beach on our own. And it was beautiful and hot. We went for a paddle in the sea, didn't we? Got your little toes wet. And there were lots of waves, weren't there? Do you remember the families that were swimming? And do you remember what happened?
Yes.
I said, oh, there's a big wave coming here. You waved at it, didn't you?
Yeah. There's another stone here. I'm just going to get it.
Okay.
In my big bag scoop.
You kept waving, didn't you? Waving at the waves. But who did we see? What was that funny lady?
Metal detector.
She had a metal detector. She was dressed in bright pink, wasn't she? And she had big earrings. And what did she have around her tummy?
A
bag?
Yeah.
And she had a huge metal detector with her, didn't she?
Yes.
And what did she have on her head?
I don't know.
They were earphones, weren't they? Big bright earphones, bright yellow earphones. They look like fire alarm bells on each ear. And she had a metal detector and she did this, didn't she? Round every sun lounger, because this was in the evening, this would be about 8-9 o'clock at night when most people had gone home.
Yeah, oh, I saved this one.
You saved it specially for me, thank you.
And then Digger found 20 shells on the side of the road.
Did you find 20 shells on the side of the road? Wow. Thomas, do you know what would be really nice to do with this? We can't do it now because I haven't got any. If we got some paint sometime,
yeah.
And we could dip the shells in the paint and do swirly patterns.
Mm. Of course we can.
And the lady went round all the sun lounges with the metal detector. She kept finding things, didn't she? What sort of things did she find?
Money.
Money. And each time she found some money, she came up to you and told you, didn't she?
Yeah.
Did she pop it into her...
bag.
Into her bag, didn't she?
Don't know why.
Well, I mean, that's a wonderful thing to do, isn't it? Because the thing is, people going on the beach often drop coins and things like that, little bits of jewellery and...
Drinks.
Well, yes, drinks, I know, because she... That was a shame, wasn't it? She spent a long time looking in the sand. Because if she went over something with a metal detector... What's... Oh, you're falling off your chair. Are you all right?
No.
Oh, Poppet, that was a shock, wasn't it? Come here. Poor babes.
And this is a poor baby.
This is a poor baby. Oh, I'll give the poor baby a cut. Every time...
I'm better now.
You're better now. Every time she must have found a piece of metal, it must have gone zzz, 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 in her earphones, and then she realised there was something there. And what did she do with her foot in the sand?
Like that.
She would kick it away, wouldn't she, with her foot? And usually she found what it was...
Let me put my foot in.
You want to put your foot in my shoe, do you?
And
yeah, she has shoes a bit like Mummy's wearing now. Mm. And if she couldn't find it by moving the sand with her foot, what did she used to do with her hands?
Don't know. Yeah.
Did she start to dig? Well, I tell you what, we've got that plastic money on the floor. Let me find that.
Let me with my shoes.
What to find?
Mummy, don't go. And I'm going to do my Wish Wellington boots.
You're going to go in your Wish Wellington boots, are you?
Yes.
Your Wish Wellington boots are my mules, my sandals, aren't they?
Would you want a cup of coffee?
Would I like a cup of coffee? I would love a cup of coffee. Making a cup of coffee for me?
Yes, it's just right.
Tell me, you've actually got them on the wrong feet there. Right shoe on the right foot, left shoe on the left foot. Can you find some money? Yes, and your floppy shoes?
Found them.
Have you? Oh, wonderful. That's good, isn't it?
Look.
Oh! Not only have you found some money, but you've signs. Some signs from the train set. I don't think you've got a pocket in your shorts, have you?
No.
Oh dear, dear. Well, look, we've got this little purse that we bought in Spain. Let me find.
I don't want this.
Don't you?
Because I'm not cold on my belly.
Oh no, but don't take it off now. Would you like to take it off? You silly belly. Yours? No. Don't throw it because it could land, it could knock the flowers over or do all sorts of damage, couldn't it? Daddy bought me that, what is it? What's the picture on the front? Oh, your t-shirt.
Charlotte.
It's not Charlotte. Charlotte isn't blue with a big round face. It's Thomas the Tank Engine.
The daft.
I'm not daft, you're daft.
It's funny, Mum. Okay, I found a big brush.
Yes. You have, haven't you? That's a nice big brush. No, Thomas, put it down.
No.
Excuse me.
I just take that away.
No, I don't want to go through there. If you leave it here, please. No, come on, let's just leave it here, darling. In fact, it needs emptying, so we do that. Have you seen me empty this bit? What's that bag doing in there? Right. Look at all this dust and fluff and sugar bits and... There go. There's crispies and cornflakes coming out of there. There we are, we don't.
I don't have it there like that.
What's that we swept up? Oh, look, it's a stamp.
Yeah.
Here you are.
No, I want to leave it. I don't want it.
Oh, we'll pop it in the bin then. That's it's nice and clean now for the next time we need to use it, isn't it?
It's not clean. I want to put it in the rubbish line.
Well, this can go in the rubbish line.
Oh.
Not the bag. No, I need the bag for something else. Would you like something to eat now, Thomas?
Of course not.
Of course not.
This is a big cover on your seat.
Is it? All right.
Bag.
Well, I wondered whether you wanted some fruit.
And they didn't want to build it, so he just taking
his clothes off. Why are you taking your clothes off?
Because I just want to.
Because you want to?
Because I'm going to go to bed.
Oh, you're going to go to bed, are you?
Just on my own.
Oh, you've completely gotten dressed now, Tom. You're just like your father. Come on, you don't just undress and throw your clothes on the floor.
What can I find in the train set?
You found some more things belonging to your train set. Well, that's another thing. Before you go to bed, you've got to pick your train set up, haven't you? No, Thomas. No, you don't start throwing things on the floor. I wondered whether you wanted some of those little necklace beads from the party today.
What? I know. No. 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 Yes, of course.
What do you mean, no, 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 yes, of course?
No, 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 yes, of course.
And you don't say...
I don't want that horse.
You don't say what? You say pardon. You don't put that in the bin.
I don't want
it. You do not put it in the bin. It belongs to your train set. Thomas, don't be naughty now. Until it's getting near bedtime because you're getting naughty.
No, it's sunshine again.
Well, yes, the sun's out, but it's still nearly bedtime.
Oh.
Right, let's see what we've got in here, shall we?
Yes.
In your little train tin.
I'm going to sit in your chair.
Are you?
Yes.
There we are.
Yeah.
Now, shall we get some scissors?
Ha! And cut. Found something!
What have you found?
Cheese!
Okay. Oh yes, three Smarties, three Starburst, What would you like from these?
You can have one of mine.
Thanks. All right, thank you. What are they called? It's a candy necklace, dolly beads.
I can have one of them.
Mm, they smell nice. Just smell that.
Is that peeping?
I don't know. I heard it. Peeping. I'll cut the thread.
I'm just going to pay it.
There we are. We've cut the string and all the beads have come off. Look. Oh, you're weighing your Starburst, are you?
Thank you.
Right, would you like the paper taking off this?
Yes, please.
This is really naughty. We shouldn't have had sweets before, Brad, should we?
No.
Yes.
Yum, yum.
It's yum, yum, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what was the other thing we used to do in Spain? After our walk, we'd go back and we'd sit on the balcony and you'd have a biscuit.
And some crisps at my granddad's.
Oh, we had crisps at grandma and granddad's. You didn't have that in mummy and daddy's room, didn't you?
No, we did.
Would you like some little beans? We would sit and blow some bubbles, wouldn't we? And didn't they go a long way? And then after that you'd have a nice bath, drink of milk, and bed.
And it was sunshining.
And then it was sunshining. Well, it probably was sunshining when you went to bed.
There we go.
That's really for you if you like it. Just put my tongue then. And that can all go in the rubbish bin, Thomas, please.
Speech
wrappers, that's right.
Thank you. Those are for you.
Well, those are for you if you like them. I don't think either of us can talk now because we've got a mouth full of sweeties, haven't we?
I've just pulled these off.
I've just cut the string, yeah. These little beads are all on an elasticated thread, aren't they? Dolly beads.
Well,
they're easier to eat like this, aren't they? Because if you're trying to bite them off the string and the string breaks, then they go whoosh all over the floor. You know Ruth, the lady we went to see today, the elderly lady? She went to church not long ago.
Don't steal our sweets.
I won't be stealing sweets, don't we? Ruth went to church. And when she sat down, her necklace beads broke and the beads went all over the floor.
What for? Sit down with mashed potato?
Did she sit down with mashed potato?
Yes, at the bottom.
Well, I don't think so, Thomas. No, she sat down and the string on her necklace beads broke and the beads fell on the floor, but I don't think she sat on mashed potato, no. Not that I know of, she might have done, of course. Did you put any mashed potato on the seat?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well. Do you think
Badger and Badger.
Do you think Badger and Badger might have done? Oh, well, that sounds about right, doesn't it, for them two? Badger and Badger.
Badger and
Snippy. La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
Badger.
You want one of my sweets?
Am I allowed, Mr. Shopman? Thank you. Do I have to pay for them, Mr. Shopman?
Gosh.
Of course, how much are the sweeties?
£2.
£2? Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Well, yes, a 4 ounce weight. Can I pay with a 4 ounce weight, a pebble and a stone from Spain, please? Or shell? Is that all right, sir?
Yes, miss.
Thank you very much. And what else did we buy from the shop? We bought a big towel with one of the Teletubbies on it, didn't we? Which Teletubby was it?
There you go.
Thank you. Which of the Teletubbies was it?
Lala.
Lala. It's a beautiful blue towel with a big sunny bright yellow Lala, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because they had a towel with her on one with Tinky, one with Dipsy, and one with Lala.
Tickle my back.
I am tickling your back.
And just scratch it, just right down there, because there's lots of scratch.
Lots of tickles, are there?
Mm.
Is that nice? I can't resist tickling you, because you're standing in front of me. Nothing on. Oh, you've got beautiful skin. You're so soft, aren't you?
Mummy, you're lost.
Am I lost?
And then the big shot man just gave you enormous kiss.
Did you hear big shot man give you an enormous kiss? Wow, what an enormous kiss from the shot man. Ooh, I like you, Mr. Shot Man. But you know, we went into that shop to buy those towels. Daddy and I thought Thomas would choose Pooh. And you didn't, did you? You didn't. We were there ages and ages. We couldn't decide which one to have. And in the end, you said Lala. So I think because Lala's yellow and sunshiny.
That's why I'm Lala.
That's why you're Lala, because you're
like your towel, like that towel.
That's right, because you're bright and sunshiny, aren't you? That's you.
Like your light.
Like my light.
Mummy, just turn the light off.
You all right? Okay.
And then just put it on again.
Why?
Just below you come through here. Not through there now. Turn the light on.
Please.
See?
Good boy.
See? That's magic.
Is it last year when we were in Spain, we saw a towel in a shop with all the telly stuffies on, but when we went to buy one this year, we only found one with each of the tellies on separate, Teletubbies on separately, and after we bought it, Daddy and I went to Gibraltar and saw Gibraltar, I couldn't say that, it was a little sweetie in my mouth, and we saw a towel with all the Teletubbies on it.
Wow-wee!
What else did we get when we were there?
I bought on a back lorry, it's grown on in and then this pillow couldn't get past because you got rats and the containers in it, but it was a train track in.
All right. Whoops, I'm getting muddled up with lights now.
I can't see.
Look.
I can't see where your spin lorry.
Can't you?
No.
I can't see your spin lorry. It's dark, isn't it?
I just can't use that bladder.
Look.
I'm just going to turn the light on. And here, because it's dark. Through in there. Through in there.
Right.
No, not yet. No, not yet.
Not yet. You're getting the steps too, are you? Put the light on.
Yes.
I think if we're putting lights on, we need the curtains drawn, really, Thomas, because people can see in. I'm not too happy about people being able to look in.
And I just reached it.
That's very clever.
Thanks. And then that one.
Right.
That.
Who's that?
Poe.
Poe on her scooter. Shall we play Snap?
Yeah.
Is it Teletubby card?
No, let's Snap.
Snap. Two Poes on a scooter. Right, we'll each have a pack of cards. There you are, a pile of cards. And we turn them over, and whoever, if we get the same picture, whoever says snap the quickest. Now you've got to keep turning over as well at the same time.
Snap!
Snap. What's that card got on it?
Never told us, does
she? Alright, now we each have to turn one over together so we don't know what they are. That's right, we each take one from the top and we turn it over at the same time. What do we say?
Snap.
Snap. Right, so that's it. Put it on there. Now we each take one from each pile. No, you take one from that pile. I take one from this pile.
No. Press snap.
No, they're not snap because I've got Nunu and you've got the Tubby Toast machine. Right, another one.
Tinky Wink.
You've got Tinky Winky, I've got Nunu. That's right.
Think I'm going to get a Nunu.
No, that's not Snap, is it? I've got one with all the Teletubbies in the Nunu. It isn't Snap, and you've got Dipsy, right? Again, 1, 2, 3. No.
No.
1, 2, 3. No. No. They've each got Tinky Winky on, but not together. No.
Look at one!
No.
Yeah, snap.
It isn't a snap.
Snap.
1, 2, 3.
Lick.
Yes.
Snap.
It isn't a snap. You only say snap when they're both the same.
Nothing the same. Snap.
Nothing like.
Snap.
No.
Snap.
Oh, look at that. Wow. 3 cards all with...
Flower.
And the ball. Right, let's have another go.
Snap.
This as well, it's the one with all the tied up, isn't it? And what about the 3? Oh, there are a few on the floor. Have any snaps there?
No, isn't.
There is, look. Look. What's that? Ah! Ha 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 ha! Chippo's on the scooter. Hey, you were on a scooter yesterday, that was nice, wasn't it? I think you might have... Oh, don't screw them up, Thomas. No, you mustn't be rough with them. No, it's not nice to be rough with them.
Mummy?
Yes, look.
You can be a girl fast asleep.
I can be a girl fast asleep. Oh.
No, you can be a bear. I can be a girl.
You're a girl and I'm a bear fast asleep, am I?
And you can...
Okay, I'm a bear fast asleep.
Shh!
Ding-a-ling, who's this?
Little girl.
Hello, little girl.
You snap of girls.
Snap of girls? Oh, yes, that's snapped together, isn't it?
Yes.
They're nice cards, aren't they?
Mummy.
Yes, ma'am.
Mummy, this is the house.
And you're back to play with the house, are you?
Look. Mummy, you want to ring the bell? Because it's night time.
Is it? You ring the bell then.
Mummy's just gone to work. So, I'm just going to open the doors.
Okay.
Door open. And the window's open. We'll just give the windows open. And then Mummy just ring the bell. Then Mummy go rat a tat tat. And then it goes open. Look at this funny one. Car.
So.
Look.
See?
It's very noisy. Mummy, ring the bell.
Who is it?
Mummy.
Who's come to see you?
Granddad.
No, who's this?
Hello, Poe.
Hello, Poe. Poe on a scooter.
No, thanks. I'm going to be going to a spa shop. Bye.
To a spa shop. Well, who's this now? Who's that?
Hello, Tinky Winky and Poe.
Tinky Winky and Poe have come, have they?
What are you going to do today? He's going to a nice big hotel.
They're going to a nice big hotel, are they?
Bye! And then, so Tinky Winky and Poe's nap.
And they're having a little nap, are they? Now who's coming to the door?
Hello. And the door just shut.
I'll ring the bell. Who's there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Dipsy.
Is it Dipsy? What's he wearing?
Hat.
His hat. Right.
Hello. Da-da-da-day.
The bell's ringing. Hello, who's there?
Hello.
Who's this?
Bye, da-da-day.
Who's that?
Gallop, gallop.
Gallop, gallop. That was quite a crowd on the doorstep. Who was it?
Gallop, 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 gallop.
Was it all the Teletubbies and Nunu? Oops. This is your Teletubbies musical television, isn't it? We've not played with that for a while, have we?
Nobody's gone to a door.
Well,
then. And look.
No, don't, Thomas, no.
There was that time, then it changed.
Changed into morning?
Yes. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Cock-a-doodle-doo?
Mummy, get Lola in.
Oh, has Lola not been to visit yet?
No.
The bell's gone. Hello, who's at the door?
Hello, Lola.
Is it Lola?
And today I'm going to football shop because my ball is really loud. Boing.
Your ball's really loud. Boing. Do you mean large?
Yes.
Or loud. Oh, Lord, I see what you mean, loud, because it goes boing, boing, boing. Yes, that is quite loud, isn't it? Oh, now who's come to the door?
Hello, Nunu. My house is very noisy because my house is full of custard on the floor.
Your house is very noisy because it's full of custard on the floor, right? Right, just
okay,
be careful
now.
With the cards.
Bye.
Now, looks like there's one last visitor. Who's this?
Hello, Tubby Sheep. I don't need some toast. Bye.
Is it the toast machine?
I don't need some toast.
You don't need some toast, right?
And he just the blimmin' doors. He didn't want to see any more characters.
He didn't want to see any more characters, did he?
No.
Oh, that's
but he's fed up with them.
He's getting fed up with them. Well, he probably is, because it's bedtime, isn't it?
I don't know, but...